Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm glad to be with you, and I'm especially glad to be in Ocala, Florida, Central Florida. Beautiful country, horse country, right? A lot of horses here. I wish I were going to be here a little longer. I get some tours of the horse farms. Still got Ron Ewers with us, folks. Ron is retired, sort of, I guess. He sold his business and which was very successful, family business, a global business, made parts for fire engines. What kind of parts?
Well, governor controls and most anything around the pump area, the pump panel area.
Yeah.
And that's the business part of a fire
right.
truck.
Right, so. Exactly.
So, and the electrical and electronics part.
Right.
Of it.
How's retirement working out for you?
Well, I've done that several times. So,
yeah, you're a serial entrepreneur, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yeah, you've done a lot of different things.
That's correct.
Now, one of the things I want to do on behalf of the folks who are here and myself, having the benefit of sitting in this building, I want to thank you for the building that we're sitting in, the Ewers Century Center, which is the center, it's the epicenter of Central Florida Community College, and it's just a beautiful piece of property, a beautiful buildings, well laid out, and I, on behalf of the folks here, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. We're really pleased to be able to help with this.
It's just so, a great place. How big a deal is it for you to give back to the community? Tell us about that part of being an entrepreneur.
Well, that's one of the thrills, you know, and one of the thrills my wife and I really wanted to have is we wanted to give the things we could while we could see the results of it, rather than not see the results of it.
Rather than posthumously, right?
That's correct. So.
You know, I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of small business owners, entrepreneurs just like you, and the one in all different stages of their career, from startups all the way through. But the one thing that's been consistent among every one of them, especially after they'd been in business a little while, was they all found the successful ones. I mean, the really successful ones found a way to give back to the community, even on a little bitty scale at first. And I've seen that as a common thread. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's fantastic. Really.
It's a best practice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, isn't it?
And there's so many things to be, you know, so many charities and that you can give to and whatever. But, if you really pick the ones you can really do the most with, and education is one of our key things that we want to do.
Well, good for you. Well, you've done a good job of this. Talk to us about entrepreneurship in America. What do you think about being an entrepreneur in America? There's someone out there right now listening to you who is where you were. When did you start your first business?
Actually,
how many years ago?
I started in 1981 is when I started the first business.
1991. All right. There's somebody out there right now who's where you were in 1991. What would you like to tell them? What do you wish you knew then that you know now?
Well, I had the fortune or whatever of working with several large companies before, so I knew how the large companies work.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that when you start building your own business, you're in charge of everything. You're in charge of HR. You're in charge of sales.
You turn the lights on. You turn the lights off.
So you've got to have a lot of hats, and you've got to do a lot of good planning because nothing's automatic. The one thing probably that surprised me the most was. It's a lot harder work than, but the results doing it right is.
So you found out that if you want to start a business so you can take more time off, that's a joke, right? That's
that
a myth.
That ain't the case.
Clock in tomorrow. If you want to have days off and vacations, weekends off, clock in tomorrow.
Work for a big company.
Exactly. And how shocking is it when you realize how fast the cash goes?
So,
it'll take your breath away, won't it?
Yeah, and it will. But one of the keys is if you really do your planning right, you're going to know where your cash goes, and you need to understand when it goes. You need to understand it's coming back, or it shouldn't be going,
or how it's going. Yeah,
right.
You got to do that. I've got about 45 seconds, Ron. What advice would you like to give last thoughts to the entrepreneurs across the world out there now?
Well, make sure you plan on working hard, and you do your plans, and then work your plans.
Have a plan and work your plan. Does it need to be on paper? Does it need to be written down?
It does. Otherwise, it's like shooting basketball without a goal.
Right. I like that. Do you hear that, folks? If you're not planning, you're shooting basketball without a goal, and that means you can never score.
Never score.
Yeah. Ron, thank you for all that you've done for the American marketplace, for the global marketplace, and for all that you do for the Ocala area.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Ron Ewers, ladies and gentlemen, a great American success story on many, many levels. And I'm going to say goodbye to him right now, but just at least for a few minutes. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to be visiting with our good friend Ken Blanchard. He's got a new book out called The 1 Minute Entrepreneur. Don't go away, whatever you do. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.